Come on, answer.
Hello.
Hey, man. It's hey. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good. How've to you see been? You, man. I have. Oh, I've been good, man. Honestly, I've been chillaxing. I've been vibing. I've been feeling really good.
Yeah. can I just kind of talk at you for a second?
Talk at me? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and I need to get some shit off my chest.
Oh.
Listen.
Okay, yeah. All right, hold on. This is... I'm going to go talk to Rob. Yeah, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Listen, I know these last couple months have been rough. We've done a lot. We made so many new friends. Mm-hmm. We worked our fucking asses off.
Yeah.
And I know you said you were done, but when we started this thing, I never imagined it would end up like this. And I can't imagine doing the show with anybody else in the world.
It's been a long
I guess Keelan, but he quit too. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I miss you. I need your help. I need you back.
We've come a long way.
I'm just feeling a lot right now. You have to understand.
It's okay. It's okay. Will you pod with me again?
Bro, I would be honored.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew.
What the fuck is up, Worm Nation? We're back.
Yeah,
we're back, baby.
We're back. Woo!
We're back.
Yeah.
Took a little bit of time off. Had to resolve some issues. But, you know, we got there. As you know, listeners at home, Bandrewary is coming to a close. I'm so glad to be back here in the saddle with my co-host, Jacob.
How are
you feeling, my guy?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy to be doing the show. I'm glad to be back. I cannot even begin to express to you how glad I am that this fucking stupid shit is over. The weekly release schedule. It was. I'm ready to admit that it was fun and like we got. I'm not talking out of turn. We're good. We got a lot out of it. We got made a lot of new friends. A lot of new bands came on. A lot of new listeners, frankly, which is always fucking cool. I really appreciate that. People seem to be sticking around, which is kind of unexpected and nice. But yeah, I'm so glad to just not be hitting the gas so hard. I'm so tired all the time.
And now so that glad. We've talked about how exhausted and miserable we are, I guess it's time to bring in the guest that has been sitting here the whole time. It's Mike from A Tiger Made of Lightning. How you doing?
Hey, you guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. We're good. And I think, I don't know. I feel like vibes are good tonight. I feel like...
Good.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to get back into it. We did take a week off. We didn't do an episode last week, so I'm feeling a little bit like relaxed and refreshed. I got my beauty sleep. I did the sleep mask and everything.
I have not been sleeping.
Is it cucumbers that they put over their eyes? What is that about? Is that just for moisture?
I think the enzymes in the cucumbers too. I think something like that.
I don't like cucumbers that much, but Old Bay cucumbers. That's something, but...
Listen, though, like, cucumber water, have you ever had that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just not a huge fan of the taste of cucumber. Like, especially, like...
Well, guys, it's been fun, I'll see you later. Yeah. That's where I draw the line, cucumbers.
Have you ever had the cucumber melon Gatorade?
No.
It's not quite cucumber water, and it's got a little bit of the sweetness from the melon. It's like a top tier Gatorade flavor.
That, I don't know why, but that just like gave me like Vietnam flashbacks of like middle school. I feel like that was a scent that girls wore, like
yeah,
cucumber melon. Like,
Oh, it was, man. Like that. It was like, it was just, the hall was just, you know, infused with like cucumber melon or whatever. Yeah. And like Axe body spray. And it was
God.
I don't understand how my school didn't explode. Like, in a chemical reaction.
My girlfriend in high school, made me wear the chocolate smelling Axe body spray, which is one of worst ones to be.
That one, it's smells like horrible. It smells like mud.
Insanely strong. I got used to it after a while, and she really liked it.
So depressing to say. I can't believe that, to be honest with you. I remember
that carried over into early college as well.
Sure.
Early college, you were wearing Axe body spray, my guy.
Man, I can't believe you didn't graduate. I'm surprised you didn't graduate to Curve. or cool water.
I remember when I was in high school, I rode the bus. I was a bus kid. And I feel like there was, I don't know if this was everywhere, but there was absolutely a stigma against bus kids in high school. You rode the bus, you were kind of a loser. So we rode the bus home, and I remember our bus driver would stop and refuse to drive out of the parking lot and would like dramatically open the doors and run off coughing if she smelled X body spray. Like she had been tear gassed. And it's like, I can truly sympathize with somebody who was like choking on that. I am sure that a aluminum can full of prepubescent teenagers cannot be good. It's not good in there. I get the situation.
That's one of those things you don't appreciate until like you've grown up a little bit.
In the
moment you're like, fucking asshole. Like, do something dramatic, and then like, you know, like 10 years later you're like, Jesus Christ, she was right.
Yeah. I think in hindsight she probably was right.
Growing up and slowly realizing that the adults were right the whole time.
Yeah.
And also miserable, and also didn't have their shit together.
Yeah, no, so everybody has been making it up the entire time. Also kind of like freeing to realize that, I think, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a bit liberating, because then you can be like, yeah, I guess I got nothing to lose. Might as well, like, you know, make shit count, right? I mean,
yeah, you might as well put your whole ass into it.
Yeah, so it's the meme of like, you know, when you're, you know, 13, screaming like work sucks, I know, and then you're like, you become an adult, you're like, God damn it, he was right.
It does suck. He's right. Work does suck. That's so true.
Indeed.
So we actually, Jacob and I met Mike at the Cliff Diver show.
Oh, yes.
Last fall or winter. Did. Joey introduced us. He kind of did like the Now Kiss thing. It was like, he's in a band. They have a podcast. It, like, put us together and then walked away. It was very cute.
Try each other a malt at the soda fountain.
One straw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but we checked out the EP. Yeah, it was a great show. Checked out the EP on the ride home.
Cliff Diver is awesome. I just want to say that.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about how awesome Cliff Diver is? They're so good.
Yes, I will. Yes, let's spend my podcast talking about how awesome Cliff Diver is. Let's go.
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about them all the time, but they do rock.
They are legitimately amazing, and I really hope they make it.
They're such sweet people. I mean, to be honest with you, it sounds like they might, based on everything. Based on the new LP coming out, I think if it's as amazing as it seems like it's going to be, I think we could see it happen.
I hope so, because like, I cannot think of very many bands that are as deserving. So,
absolutely. What a great show that was. I honestly think that was one of the most fun times I've ever had in a show.
Yeah, Cleveland Avenue was great.
Oh my God, yeah. So, such a fantastic group of peeps.
Mm-hmm.
That was maybe the most positive vibes I've ever seen on a tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
They really were. You see, like, there's plenty of bands that, you know, they stage their banter and all that stuff, and that's fine, whatever. But they were just like, they were genuinely enjoying each other's company. I was like, enjoy that while it lasts. But man, that's awesome.
Seriously, not having any confidence in that.
as somebody who's been
in several bands, you're like,
That is projection on my part, on my history. The current lineup is wonderful, and we're getting along great. We are enjoying each other's company. So,
I'm kind of curious at the current lineup, because I'm sure it's not a one man operation, but I know that you are sort of the front man of the band. So what is the what's the current setup on Attacker Metal Lightning?
So currently, so we're a five piece at this point. It started out as a solo thing because I had just left a band in like June 2020, and I knew I had other songs like in the can, I guess, as it were. And I wanted a place to put them out, and I was just kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to make this thing that whatever happens happens, and we'll go from there. So up until I had the first EP recorded, it was just me. You know, obviously no one does anything alone. Like I said, I had Knox Fields, who produced, and then Jacob Mooney, also mixed and mastered, Jordan Sloan from, Zone Zero, program drums, and Miles Claiborne from Saul, did the drums for, Little Birds, the single. But it was like mostly helmed by me. And then around May, June of 2021, that's whenever I got the lineup. And so as it stands now, Steve Hatmaker's playing drums. Alex Kessis is playing bass, and, Colin Kavanaugh and Landon Grischowski, I'm pretty sure I'm saying his last name correctly, they're both on guitar. And I play guitar sometimes, and I sing and jump around and act silly.
The most integral part of the band is jumping around. Absolutely. If you ask me personally, that's my opinion. I think that's the most important part.
Listen, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones had a guy that just did that.
Oh, man. Is that the ska band that's getting canceled now? Who is it? Is it them?
No, they're just, they broke up.
No, someone's doing NFTs. There's a ska guy doing NFTs now. I don't know if it's them.
Okay, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm gonna
do some digging. I'm gonna do some investigating.
You might be right. I just remember that they had their lineup. They had their horn section, their rhythm section, the guitars, the singer, and then they just had a guy that danced.
Oh, that rocks! So,
yeah.
Oh wait, was that their former singer produced RFK Jr.'s new anti-vax anthem?
Seriously?
Well, that's not what you want to see.
No.
That's not what you want to see him doing. Well,
fuck no.
At least he's moving on to bigger and better things.
Hey, speaking of moving on, wait for
what
it.
What is that?
I don't dance now, I make money move.
We're moving on to money moves.
Okay, I get the segue now. Sorry, I didn't get it. You know what? I was ready to read you for that, but I get it now. That was just my mistake.
There you go. So money moves is the segment where we kind of run down, you know, the cool shit that's going on in your world. So obviously we've got the It's Chaos Be Kind EP.
Yeah,
that came out in 2021. That fucking rules.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. God, a certified banger. We've listened to it several times just hanging out since Robin and I have. It's like, it's been one of our like friendship anthem music recently.
That means a lot. Thanks, guys. That's of very course. Sweet of you.
It's, it rocks. It's so good.
And one thing that I kind of noticed like across the album, and I don't know if this is like intentional or not, but like everything seems to be very like positive, uplifting kind of messaging.
That is definitely intentional. Yeah. I've written all these with a very strong bent on being posi-core. You know, I want to be encouraging. I feel like there's enough stuff. There's enough, especially like in, you know, in emo and pop punk, there's so much of like, girls don't like me, you know, that's saturated. You know, I wanted to do something. I wanted to write to my own kind of what's been going on in my head and like what I want. You know, I've been in the music scene for a long time, whether it's here or in other cities. And, you know, I feel like I've gotten some experience. I've also, you know, and in my professional life, I'm actually a therapist. So like, I just thinking about all this stuff and I just like, you know, I want to focus on growth. I want to focus on becoming the best version of myself and encouraging other people to do the same, because that's what I do for a living. So, and you know, the other thing is like going through this fucking pandemic, like
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's, speaking of oversaturated, so many people talk about that and the experience of that. And like, so many people have written music about that and about their experience in that. So this is just me saying, okay, like, this was our opportunity for everybody, like, whether they wanted to or not, to be alone with their thoughts.
Yeah.
And we all, you know, some of us came out of it going, oh my God, this is terrible. And other people were like, well, I guess I better figure some shit out, you know?
Yeah,
and
I have some work to do.
That was where I was kind of coming from with this EP was right. Like, so the first single was Exhausted. That came out in 2020, October, actually like almost a year to the day that the EP came out. So that came out and that was kind of my like, fuck moment. But also there's a glimmer of hope in that song. And then I was like, and then it's Chaos We Kind was just like, okay, this is what I've learned about myself and about like what I want to put out into the world, at least from a lyrical standpoint. So yeah, that's kind of the long-winded explanation of where I was coming from with that.
I think it's really cool the way that like, oh, go ahead.
No,
do it. Nope. Nose goes, you go. Nope.
I just will not talk. I will sit here silently. So you go.
I think it is very cool that you have connected your like two worlds into one like project, because obviously like it shows through how like passionate you are about what you're singing about.
Good, because if I could be anything, it's that I want to be authentic.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to write this stuff because I genuinely feel it in my soul, in my like DNA. You know, I don't want to be like, well, people will like this subject matter or whatever, you know, like, or, you know, fell in love with an emo girl or whatever the fuck. I mean, I
got his ass. Robin loves MGK. Get his ass.
Yeah, got him.
Get his ass.
Hey, I don't love MGK.
You love MGK, dude.
I liked the record.
You love
I don't
MGK,
like the guy.
Fool.
Listen,
you fool.
Listen, he has introduced the genre to a lot of new people. His songs are okay.
Yeah, Travis Barker.
I know. You don't need to tell me. But it's done good things. He's not great. No.
Yeah, definitely not a good person.
But what? Okay, whatever. I mean, honestly, like, the best thing you can do for people like that is to just like not.
Yeah, I mean,
engage.
Could be.
As we
whatever.
Sit here engaging know. About it, but like that's my fault.
Yeah, true.
So,
fair enough.
But
I don't know. He's dating Megan Fox though, so honestly, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Anyway, whatever. Sorry. The whole point of the question you asked was, I'm trying to be authentic about what I'm trying to put out there. Anyway, that matters a lot to me, and I'm really glad that I came across.
No, it definitely does. It absolutely comes across as authentic. It comes across as it's like I had said this to Robin. I think like there are not many. I don't know what you call the vocal style, whether it be like a hardcore vocal or like a rougher vocal style or whatever. But there are not many projects with that style of vocals that I can truly actually understand all the lyrics to. So one, I appreciate that, and I appreciate that you also seem to put effort into writing them. So, both of the things honestly are slam dunks for me.
That's awesome. Thanks. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I definitely want people to understand what I'm saying. I want the message to get across. And yeah, I guess like sort of hardcore-ish. I don't know. I just to the point about it's like all inside of me, and I just want to like it's just. Like erupting out of my face. Like it's, right. I think that's just what it sounds like whenever I just care about it so much. And then when it comes out of me, that's just what it sounds like. If that makes any sense, that sounds so fucking pretentious. Like,
no,
it's a hardcore vocal. It's a hardcore vocal style. It's fine. Yeah. That's where it is. Yeah. No, actually, you know, it's just, you know, this, when the spirits speak to me, you know, it's just, it's not me. Like, it's just, it's the spirit of positivity speaking through me.
The spirit
and
of Posicore.
Do you think when people were like speaking in tongues, they were doing like the corn, like beatbox?
Yeah, maybe.
Robin, go ahead. I know you have it. There it is.
There it is.
Yep.
So I grew up super religious. So like, I mean, I didn't grow up in a, like a speaking in tongues sort of place, but I've experienced that and I've seen it. People really believe that stuff and they really do like express themselves and things like that. I will never forget one time I was in, it was like right before I started kind of deconstructing, all of that. And I was in college and I went to a church like that just to like check it out. And there was like a, they were encouraging people to speak in tongues and I just started making like the loudest animal noises I possibly could. I was like, nobody fucking noticed.
Of course not. No,
it was awesome. My girlfriend who is now my wife, like was just like, dude, I was like, no one knows. Look.
Yeah. I would love to get a real shot of the numbers at like, who is saying anything comprehensible in any language? As and in like, not even just like,
oh, like if they might accidentally catch like a Russian word or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I need.
Yeah, yeah.
That in that and exorcisms, both of those things. I need hard numbers on those. I'm so interested in both of those.
Well, yeah,
same. They're the same like ballpark to me because it's like, sorry if that's bad to say, but they're like same ballpark to me because they're like. You're getting possessed by something, whether it be, I guess, God or a demon. So.
Well, sure. And it's ironic because then, like, so I also grew up with a lot of, like, you know, media materials, pamphlets.
Sure.
Reading shit about, you know, why, you know, certain music, i.e. the music I love now, was so evil was because it possessed you, right? And they gave the example of, like, Angus Young from AC/DC, like, just going fucking nuts and, like, you know, doing all his antics on stage and be like, he's possessed. You know, yeah, it's like,
that's so good.
But literally, that's what you're doing here. Like,
right.
So,
yeah. Absolutely the case. I remember I definitely had like a, not a super heavy religious upbringing, but they did try to some degree, I think at some point, sort of nudge me in that direction. I remember as a young kid, I definitely watched a lot of VeggieTales, and I feel like that was pretty
fun
my experience.
Yeah.
VeggieTales rocked. I don't remember what was the. He was a superhero, right? Am I remembering that there was,
there
like
was the one where he was a superhero? My favorite was the one where they were in the they were up on the big wall. It was all the little peas.
See, I don't remember
the big
any
wall.
Of the.
Yep.
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Was there one where he fought like a Godzilla-esque creature in a city?
Was it? I think he was Larry Boy. Larry the Cucumber was Larry Boy. I
that
believe
sounds right.
Yeah.
That is something that I need to get my hands on and watch. That is like some deep-seated.
I just remember, like, and now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry. The part of the show where Larry sings a silly song. Like, I remember that part.
There was cool stuff in that show, and I remember liking it. And then I'm, as I age, I was like, oh, there's a bunch of God stuff in there? Dang it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being disappointed by it.
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. They make a quality product. Me just saying,
now
I
you're
genuinely
gonna rip
VeggieTales.
Yeah, you're going to rip the VeggieTales Blu-rays. Put them on your Plex server, take a huge rip of the bong, and just zone out to some VeggieTales one of these days.
Robin's certainly not going to be the first person to do that.
Robin's texting me, we need to record the podcast. I'm watching VeggieTales. Sorry, I'm busy.
That's your next tweet. we're not recording this week. We're not recording
this week because I'm watching VeggieTales.
Nice.
That's correct. Jacob is busy watching VeggieTales. Robin, you of all people know that I don't have a Plex server anymore, and that hurts to hear you say. That's on.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you
what
do.
Happened to your Plex?
It was on the hard drive, dude.
Oh, that
what do
makes
you mean?
Sense.
What happened to the Plex? It was on the hard drive.
I had to move mine to my other hard drive the other day. It was a pain in the ass.
Well, probably a smart decision.
Oh,
where
man.
The fuck were we?
I don't know.
Were we talking about the EP?
Oh sure. Yeah. Oh, we were doing money moves. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Oh, also fun little story. Like a week after the Cliff Diver show, we were at the Carly Cosgrove show in Cincinnati, and someone was playing the title track of the EP over the PA.
In Cincinnati?
Yeah, absolutely. We were there. We heard it.
No shit.
100%.
They know about us in Cincinnati? Holy shit.
Someone does.
Apparently.
Someone in Cincinnati knows about you. Somebody at the 21st Century Theater on the PA in Cincinnati knows about
you. Hell yeah. That's great.
Absolutely.
I'll have to send him a thank you note.
Yeah, shouts out to whoever that was that night of the show. If you're listening, yeah.
I don't think that venue exists anymore.
What do you mean?
I think that was like one of their last shows. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
What? No shot. 21st century.
I heard like
they got rid of the double toilets.
I think they got rid of the double toilets.
Part of the lore. Me just aggressively Googling the 20th century theater.
It's important to figure out. Maybe they'll move them to Legends.
Robin, they have Sad Boys through like August. No, this is 2021. Hold up. Oh.
Anyway, while Jacob figures out something completely pointless, Mike, you actually mentioned before the show that you played a handful of shows recently. Is that correct?
So the truth is we had five scheduled. We've played two of them. Three of them got canceled because of COVID-related things.
Dang.
So, yay. But we have a bunch that are getting set up now, like for the rest of the year. So we're really excited about that. Yeah. So we had our debut show / EP release show in October, and then we had three cancel, and then we just played one back in middle of February. So that was great.
We've also heard, you know, a handful of rumors. I don't know if I'm talking out of turn here, but, you know, I think the people at home might want to know, you know, what a Tiger Made of Lightning is up to these days. What are you working on? What are you cooking up?
Well, don't tell anybody this, but we're recording our second EP.
Whoa! Actually,
and you don't want us to tell anybody that? Is that correct?
No, because we're gonna surprise everybody with it.
Wow!
By posting a lot about it the months in advance. Yep.
That's a really good strategy, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's all about that content, you know.
Yeah. Trying something new, which I respect.
But, you know, we went in the studio. February 7th. That whole week, we were in the studio with Jacob Mooney.
Oh hell yeah!
And yeah, and we are very excited about what we have gotten done so far. So we've got like five songs we're doing, and then we have. I'm gonna go back in. We're gonna do one more song plus like a reprise kind of song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am such a fucking slut for a reprise.
Me too.
Oh,
you know,
my
like,
God.
Not enough bands do it. Like, I just want to sell out my funeral by the Wonder Years. Like,
oh, it's
come
one
on.
Of the best songs.
Come on.
One of the world's best songs.
Honestly, the other inspiration for it was, do you guys remember The Receiving End of Sirens?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know the Deer Hunter, right?
Yes.
Okay, the Deer Hunter, Casey, the Deer Hunter guy. He was in that band before he did the Deer Hunter.
Okay.
It's just like heavy emo, like MySpace era emo, but like mixed with post hardcore, and there's a lot of like ear candy in it. They did this whole concept album called Between the Heart and the Synapse. It's like one of my favorite albums of all time. But they do a reprise in that, and there's lyrics from like all the other songs in it, and it's just, I don't know, they wove it all together really well. I know Knucklepuck did that on Copacetic too, right? So yeah, those are the kind of the records are inspiring that sort of thing. As far as the style of this EP though, we're going a little different than we did. We're still going to stay positive with the lyrics, but we're going more like MySpace era post hardcore.
Ooh,
okay.
So like, there's definitely some Under Oath-iness to it.
Oh, that's gonna hit.
There's some Seosininess, some like Census Failishness.
I fuck with all of that.
Yeah, I like what I'm liking what I'm smelling from the kitchen. Like
a little,
right now.
Like a little twist of the thriciness, a little Ooh. Twist of that.
Yeah, yeah. Little spice on the top.
Little spice, little pinch. Who else? What were you thinking about? Those are kind of the big ones. Maybe Thursday, Thursday's a huge influence for me. But yeah, we're definitely going more of that early 2000s post hardcore, like MySpace era kind of thing. And we're really excited about it, how it's turning out. So,
oh fucking yeah! I can't wait to hear that. That sounds like it's going to be absolutely sick. So.
Me too. Hell we yeah. still have a lot of work to do, but we've got a lot. We got a lot done that week. We still have a lot of work to do. We got to lay down the vocals and some bass and some ear candies, and you know, gotta get gang vocals because gang vocals are essential. Come on,
absolutely. Yeah. Yep. How do you do vocals? How do you start? What's your vocal writing process? How do you?
So I just like so I what's the step my one? Vocal cords vibrate and then I like push the sound out of my mouth. It's usually how weird. I and then I move the pitch up and down with my head and my face
that's
and my
interesting
my,
strategy.
Yeah, it's usually how I do vocals.
And I pick specific words to say.
Strategically, I try to like make them all sort of coherent and make sense. Yeah,
yeah. That's a really good strategy.
As far as like, yeah, but as far as my, to answer or your actual question, the way I've done lyrics and vocals a lot of different ways. This time around, we did the music first, so I'm gonna kind of just let it speak to me and kind of like move the cadences and the melodies. Like, now that we've already had that established, really, I think it's gonna streamline it for me. Honestly, lyrically, like whenever I write stuff, the best way I work is if I just get the fuck out of my own way. Instead of trying to make it what I think it should be, and I just kind of let it be what it is. I mean, that's honestly how I got all the lyrics for It's Chaos Be Kind. You know, instead of trying to think about like, well, what am I trying to say here? I just said it. So I'm just trying to myself through that.
What it should mean, like just what it is.
Or, you know, or I've got a lot of perfection streaks, you know, that I'm still working through. And, it's honestly, you know, it's held me back for a long time. And I think me learning how to just accept the fact that it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And then allow myself to just put it out there. Like there's a lot of fear of vulnerability. There's fear of failure. There's fear of being made fun of or judged or whatever. There's all that stuff. And it's like that like 14-year-old me, like being afraid, you know, and I'm just kind of like, dude, you're okay. I have to like go inside of my, like, inside of my psyche and be like, give myself, like my 14-year-old self a hug and be like, it's okay. We made it. We're all right. We got through all that shit. We're all right. You know? And then he's like, okay. And then we write songs together. So did that answer your question?
It absolutely did answer my question. I mean, there's not a good answer to that question. So I very much appreciate that.
Jacob's asking because we had our first band meeting last night.
Shut up.
Jacob's in the band.
Shut up.
Dude, that's great.
We were exchanging demos between all the members and, you know, figuring out what we're going to work on.
Yeah.
Jacob is going to be the dance around on the stage kind of guy.
Yeah, probably.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That and harmonica.
Okay.
I will learn how to play harmonica. God fucking damn it.
Does your band have a name?
I think we've said it on the podcast before. It's Pickle Bucket.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think that's tentatively the name. I don't know. I guess that's the final name. Is that the final name of the band?
I love it.
Okay, whatever.
One of those band names where I've always tried to have band names where, like, you say the name and people go, what? And then you have to say it again, and then they go, huh.
Yeah, that is so definitely one of those. Yeah. So, we'll see, but
if I feel like Pickle Bucket would look perfectly normal on a bill right underneath a Tiger Made of Lightning.
That's true. Now, so the reason that Robin brings all that up, and the reason that I asked about the vocals, is because he's right. I've been feeling, ever since that, everybody was exchanging demos and talking about what they play on their instruments, and I was like, I don't really do any of that. And my excuse thus far has been like, well, I'm not like a musician or anything, so I'm not expecting any miracles for myself. What I can do is, if I had some, you know, if I had a demo, if I had a scratch track, if I had something to sort of guide me, I think I could write. You know, I think I could make it work and figure something out with enough effort. And my problem is, I was making excuses for myself because up until recently I didn't have that. But now I have, like, now I'm like in a band, a group chat with demos being sent, and it's like, whew, all right, well, really, it's time to start figuring out what I want to write. And
so, may I give you some unsolicited advice?
Please, no, at this point, it's very solicited. So please.
This is something that I tell my clients about whatever their issue is, whatever their goal is, whatever it is. I don't need to tell you what you want or how to get there. It's not the what that you're worried about. It's the how, right? Mm. Achieving a goal or getting to, like, you know, a resolution or whatever, no matter what it is, it only requires three things. Number one, set an intention. What is your end game, right? Mm. Step two, follow through on the intention.
Right.
Sounds obvious. Number three, be consistent about following through on the intention.
Hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So set your intention.
That's fair.
Follow through. Be consistent.
the two and the three spot there were generally where I tend to find my main issues. But
that's where a lot of people do, myself included. Yeah, that's where it is. Because like anybody can follow through like once, you know. It's the consistency. Honestly, I think that is the hardest part because more often than not,
absolutely,
there's going to be more days where you don't want to do it or don't feel inclined to do it than there are days that you will. And there will be times when you're like, oh, I really want to write, but you're at work, or like you're in the middle of something else where you can't be like, well, I'm going to get up now and leave so I can go write lyrics, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, I've found that if I'm mindful of that three-step process, as oversimplified as it sounds, like we're not doing it if we don't pay attention to it. That's what I found. And I mean,
that does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So really it's just like the time that I've made for myself to do those three things intentionally, that's been the time that I've been productive. Or and I hate that word, like in which it comes to being creative, because like
I know what you mean. That, you don't want to like commodify it.
But you know, doing something fulfilling, I should say. Because like you could write one line and be really happy about it, and that's fulfilling, right? Or you could write an entire song and not feel fulfilled. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Well, now I'm inspired to do it.
Yes.
Thank you. That I think honestly exactly what I needed. I really appreciate the kind words. No problem.
You got it.
I feel like I should pay you for that.
Oh, no, I'm off the clock. You're good.
Woo! Wiping the sweat from my brow.
It's also unethical for me to counsel friends, so that's I can't do that.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say.
Well, you got it.
I feel like now's as good a time as any. Let's take our break, huh? That's a good middle point. I feel like, right?
You got it. Yeah, no problem.
Robin, are you fucking here? Are you alive?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry,
I'm sorry.
We'll
be right back.
Hey, what's up, folks? It's the middle of the episode. I guess not really usually the middle, but just kind of somewhere in there. It's in there somewhere. The ad read. It's me and Robin. We're coming to you. I just, you know, just wanted to pop in real quick and remind you. I feel like we are telling you all the time, but I just want to make sure you know that if you're listening to the show on Spotify or iTunes, you can rate and review us 5 stars.
Hey.
Fuck Spotify.
What?
We don't use Spotify anymore.
Okay, well, listen, I agree with you as far as fuck Spotify goes, but I can see that the vast majority of our listeners use Spotify. So
we have like a million other platforms you can use.
Yeah, actually, I will say the Apple Podcast number does look like it's creeping up a little bit. So not that we stan Apple either. I got slippery slope either way, but
fuck all corporations.
Don't love it, but I still do want a 5-star rating on them. So I don't care what app you use it on, if you can rate and review the show, it would help us out a lot if you could do it. It's free, and
we have one review on Apple, and it's from me.
Is that true?
It's correct.
Holy shit!
Please, someone else rate us.
Okay, but only if it's going to be a good review. Don't leave a bad one. Thanks so much. Back to the show.
I had to do it, you guys. When I went upstairs to get water, I also cracked open my new bottle of bourbon.
Wow.
Now that's what's up. What are you rocking with over there?
So I just cracked open this bottle of Amador. I think I'm saying that correctly. Mooney turned me on to it. It's like his favorite bourbon, but it's finished in Chardonnay barrels. So it's like super smooth.
Ooh.
Yeah. That does sound nice. I'm pretty stoked. I'm going to give it a taste test. Hang on.
I don't like bourbon, but...
All right, see you later. Bye. I'm just kidding. Holy shit. Okay, so tell me why you don't like bourbon.
It tastes like gasoline.
Okay, here's why. Because you're going for that like spicy shit. You got to go for more of the smooth stuff. Because the smoother stuff reminds you more of barbecue sauce than gasoline. Because I know what you're talking about. That like that burn, that bitterness. Yeah, that like
every whiskey. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've had bourbon, but every whiskey I've ever had has been like bad.
So the more like
whiskey,
I've been trying to drink less beer because you know, like it's you know, bad for you or whatever.
For you, it's extremely bad for you.
So I've been switching to, I've been drinking less generally, but also like, I've been switching more to, bourbon. Cause I take more time efficient with it. Methods. Yeah, man. And it, but also like there's less of it, but you take your time with it still.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more of like an intentional kind of, you know, kind of thing. You're like but, almost. Yeah. So I've been learning a little bit more about that and like the process. I've been like to Louisville a couple times and I've learned a little bit about the process, how they make it and shit. And like how it makes it a certain, I mean, I'm in no way an expert.
Sure.
But I've just realized that there are so many different kinds and qualities of it, you know, just like there are of any other like wine or whatever, but
yeah,
it's really interesting. But, yeah, I've definitely found that I prefer the smoother, like more barbecue-y kind of flavors as opposed to the more like spicy kind of caustic tasting ones. Yeah. And there's people that like they drink like scotch that tastes like fucking peat moss.
Ugh.
And I'm yeah, and it's, they will horrifying. Swear by it. They swear by it, but I swear to God, it's just like it's like people, you know, liking something like, you know, it's like people trying to say they like Tool because it's so complicated, but they're just like scared to like to admit that they have no idea what the fuck that they're doing. You know,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, am I going to have to defend Tool on the podcast?
No, not at all. I love Lateralis. That's such a good album. You know, did you know that if you use the Fibonacci sequence, you guys, and you like use it, and you can listen to the songs on that album, and it's perfect.
That's right.
So good. Oh man,
that's real. I want you to know that.
Is that true? Fucking real. I don't know much about Tool, but that doesn't surprise me to hear.
There's like
I know the one song has the Fibonacci sequence as they're like the syllables in the lines as they go on.
So there's if you look up Lateralis, the golden ratio, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Or it's basically like if you drew the numbers like across the page, like you know, like left to right, not like top to bottom, and numbered the tracks of it, and you started with I think it's like track 9, and you like made concentric circles. And all went all the way out, like that's the order that they use because it's again based on the Fibonacci sequence or whatever. And it's I've done it before back when I was like super like esoteric about my super like erudite about my music taste, like yo, you guys don't understand this, man. That's when I was really into Tool.
And, I was really into Dream Theater for a little while.
Oh yeah, so. I mean same thing, right? I mean
yeah.
Devin Townsend, all that shit. Yeah, like that progressive. Oh, yeah. Yngwie Malmsteen forever, you know. You guys don't even know how to spell Yngwie. Oh, you pronounced it Yngwie. Fucking asshole. So sorry, you can edit that out.
but I won't now.
Oh god damn it. But but yeah, so whenever, you know, I definitely did that in college. It was cool, but like, I don't know. I'm at the point in my life where I'm just like, yeah, just like what you like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like music.
Don't be an asshole. Listen to whatever people and just, you know, like what you like.
Yeah, the more that I've like judged people for the things they like growing up, the more that I've found myself to be wrong in hindsight. Like
so
a lot of the things I used to either look down on people for or make fun of people for liking. It's like I truly just love that for you now. Like, I really used to make fun of juggalos a lot, but I've met some really, truly sweet juggalos in my life.
They are some of the nicest, accepting, welcoming people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's there. I don't like the music at all, but man, I would hang out with them in a minute. Like, yeah.
I don't want to, do a whip it, but it's like, it's kind of fun. You know, they're nice.
But I'll drink some Faygo. That's fine. Yeah,
but like, do your thing. You know, do what makes you happy.
Yes,
you're not hurting. As long as you're not hurting nobody,
it's right? Fine. Exactly. Do no harm. Take no shit. Enjoy your life.
Exactly.
Like no one's because like no one else is gonna tell you to. You know.
That's right. Exactly right.
Well, your job's gonna tell
and
you
they
to enjoy
have
your
each
life.
Other's back. It's kind of a nice little thing. It's kind of
exactly.
Nice.
Well, everybody deserves a community. You know.
Yeah. Hey, this is we're. Officially, I want to align ourselves with the juggalos. Not necessarily be them, but I definitely want to be aligned with them.
So the title of your podcast should be Your Band Sucks, parentheses, unless you're a juggalo, end parentheses.
Yeah. All other bands be seen besides ICP suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bit of the podcast is because if your band is on ICP, it sucks.
Just recall it magnets. How do they work?
Yeah. An ICP podcast.
I still stand by Jay-Z's, or not Jay-Z. Jesus Christ. Violent Jay.
You just confuse Jay-Z with Jesus Christ? Okay.
No. Whoa. I confuse Jesus Christ with Violent Jay from ICP.
Okay, right on. Jesus. Hey, all very prolific people.
Yeah. Probably three of the heavy hitters right there. Jesus Christ, Jay-Z, and Violent Jay.
They all had their own blueprints, you know?
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? Fuck it. Speaking of Jay-Z. And,
oh, come on. Stuff, come on.
It's music time, folks.
Robin, that fucking segue is getting some sad cartoon sound effects from me.
Oh, man. I haven't heard that Jay-Z song in a long time. Thanks for bringing that one up again. I think that's on the blueprint, right? That's like the hidden track?
Yeah. Yep.
I think so. Right at the very end.
Yeah.
We're not actually talking about Jay-Z. Netflix has dropped that new Kanye West docuseries, Genius, at the worst possible time. For him, given all the like feud and shit,
given the fact that he's stalking his ex, like it's so gross. Yeah,
it's so bad.
Yep. And I was really kind of banking on Keelan being, you know, the producer for this episode when I wrote out this whole bit about Kanye. We're gonna hear a lot about this later. But I did watch the first.
He missed it.
I did watch the first episode of the series. The next ones aren't out yet. They're doing the thing. Yep. It's regular TV again. Remember how streaming was so much better because you could just watch the whole ass thing?
Right. Or now they give you like the first three episodes, so it feels like binging at first, and then you're like,
yeah.
Wait, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they dropped the first episode. I did watch it today, and I learned a few things that I didn't know about the legendary hip-hop producer that I wanted to share with, I guess, the three of you, but I guess two. I get to share it to the two of you.
Yeah.
Did you know that Kanye West eats peas?
Okay, me too.
They made a really big deal about that for some reason.
I eat peas today.
Also, he will walk into your office while you are on the phone and just like put his music in your CD player and just play it while you're like trying to do your job. Huh. Which is like, it's like a flex, but also like,
I would be so mad if you did that to me.
Could you imagine being like the fucking executive assistant at some record company and you're just like sitting there on the phone and some guy that you don't know walks in and is like, here's my mixtape.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked.
It did. Also, everybody was wearing white bucket hats for some reason. Like in the I don't know what that was about. Yeah, it's a documentary. It covers the late 90s and the early 2000s and like his it ends with him getting like signed and doing a big speech at like a Jay-Z show.
Oh wow.
Not no spoiler shit. Were you planning on watching
spoiler
the Kanye
for
West
real life? Spoiler for what happened in history, no, my guy?
It actually happens. So I mean, it's not that big of a spoiler.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia. That's true. It's not a spoiler.
But yeah, there's a whole scene where like there's a bunch of people all wearing the same white bucket hat, and that's I don't get it.
Kanye's
his mom seems really
company, remember?
Sweet. True.
Seems.
Yeah, she was very nice in the show. They had like a nice scene. They went to her house.
You don't know a lot about Kanye West, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway. The main thing that I stumbled across and spent way too much time looking into was, and I have some pictures, so sorry to whoever edits this. There's this like guy who worked for A&R for one of the companies, and he's like the dorkiest looking guy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's an A&R. Like,
hold on.
Robin has A&R in his Twitter bio. Get his ass.
Shut up.
No, I just mean those are like the nerds that find the bands. Like,
yeah, they are the nerds that find the bands. Robin is the nerd that find the band.
They serve a very important purpose.
Hold on, I actually have to. I'm going to put up a screen share.
Oh, wow,
here.
A screen and everything.
Yep. So this is the guy.
Are you able to see that?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Great. So this is the guy.
Oh, wow.
Just like some dude.
Is that, is he with Drake? Who is that?
Anyway. Okay. So this guy's name is,
I love that that photo's just in your notes.
Yeah, what is this? Am I supposed to be watching?
Shut up, this is the doc. I'm streaming the doc so I can show you these horrible... Look at this. Look at this guy. This is his...
Oh, there were so like a bunch cute. Of... Look
there
at
are a
him.
Bunch of pictures of him at his like 21st and 24th.
Wait, is he the child or the adult?
The child.
He's the child. My God. He's the guy like rap. Like, look at him.
Yeah. Look at him. There's like a whole scene where he's hanging out with Kanye, and I guess he was like the first to like quote unquote discover Kanye.
Okay, let's just for everybody that's listening that can't see this person, this guy looks like 14-year-old Andy Samberg with his like emo hair and glasses. That's what he looks
really
like.
He really does, like early Andy Samberg.
And like a backwards baseball cap.
Oh
but,
my
like,
god.
But like if he was 14, you know.
Yeah. That's Joe what he looks 3H like. Weinberger, is that his name?
Yep. So from his genius.com bio, he's the A&R credited with finding some of the current biggest rap artists, 50 Cent, Kanye West, Daddy Yankee, and Soulja Boy.
Oh my god.
Wow.
He got a job at Capitol Records while he was still in high school.
What the fuck?
Wow. Good
what
for
is
him.
That? How do you do that? How do I get that job?
Well, he walked into an office and started playing people's music.
That's right. So he also allegedly graduated from Harvard, which makes me think that this is just some like this is some rich guy's fail son.
Yeah, so dad's Lincoln on Wikipedia is blue. His name on Wikipedia is blue for sure.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, all these people come from money. Like, yeah, I mean that totally makes sense. Doesn't mean he lacks talent. Clearly, he's found some really prolific artists. But like, yeah, this is like,
yeah.
It's just really funny to see him in all of these pictures because he's just like a guy and like
that's just
way too young to be in any of these situations.
Yeah, he's
drinking
like
wine.
Yeah, he doesn't
with,
look
like celebrities.
Have a drink in his hand for that.
He just looks like a guy that was in like your philosophy class. So he's just saying like, guys, I'm just asking questions, okay?
Exactly. He hasn't exactly been active on Twitter recently. Mostly like replying.
He doesn't have to be. He discovered Kanye West.
That's true. I was just trying to get a little. I was trying to get a little like info on the guy, you know, do a little journalism.
I was doing some digging.
No, I appreciate you doing your due diligence. That's
I love
good.
This.
That's good journalism right there.
Yeah,
that is good journalism.
Anyway, yeah, this huge dork plays like a medium role in the episode. He's
that
on
picture,
screen for like
that picture at the bottom.
2 minutes.
That won't go down. That photo looks like one of the photos that people spam now where it's like a celebrity with Jeffrey Epstein or just like that. It looks like one of those photos that just look like they're from a different era with just like four or five rich people just standing around each other hanging out. It's so weird.
I don't know who those guys are, but they do look like they could possibly be the worst guys of all time.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. I don't like how he's hugged up on that one guy.
Anyway.
Is that Drake? I still don't know if that's Drake.
No, that's not Drake. Is it Daddy Yankee?
That's a great question.
That looks... What is he... Who knows?
It might be Daddy Yankee.
That could be Daddy Yankee. I don't know what Daddy Yankee looks like.
This is why we need... This is why
that's
we need...
That's definitely Daddy Yankee.
Boom, 100%. I got it.
100%. I win.
Anyway.
All right,
that's
stream
all.
Over.
I didn't have anything... important from the documentary. I just wanted to talk about the dorky kid. So
he is a dork. What a dweeb.
I guess that's music.
Successful dweeb.
No, he's a very successful dweeb, and to be clear, he is he welcome to be my friend and he's welcome on the podcast at any time. I would love
heck
to give me some money. Can I have some money, please?
We need to get in touch with fucking 3H and see if he can get us a Joe Rogan deal.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe Rogan, that guy from the show. We need to talk about Todd.
Oh, did you at the Cliff Diver show interact with the guy who was like going around telling everyone how he could make them famous?
No.
Mm. I think we've already talked about Todd on the podcast one time?
I think we did.
Was it the Cleveland Avenue episode? I think it was.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I was just a guy in the audience. No one was trying to make me famous, you know? Like,
well, I mean, we also were just guys in the audience. I mean, well, I've already said it, so I won't go into it all again. But long story short, he like clung on to us the entire night and was like walking around and talking to us.
Oh,
and,
really? Oh, man.
Was talking about how he knew a bunch of famous people in L.A. and talked about, he was like, we can get you guys a big contract. We just need to make some phone calls.
Oh, because cool.
He knew that we did a podcast. Like someone that's mentioned that we takes, did a podcast.
Huh? And well, if that's all it takes, I mean, what did you take him up on it?
Well, he was like, I can make it happen for you. I was like, I'm pretty sure, like jokingly, I was like, oh yeah, I'm trying to get like Joe Rogan numbers. I'm trying to get some huge numbers here, man. You need to make it happen for me. And he was like, yeah, I can absolutely make that happen. And then I think
12 million weekly listeners happen. Sure, cool.
Yeah, I was like, do it. I think my exact words to him was like, we have like 30 listeners, dude. And I still
jump for you. That's great.
He just wasn't unfazed by that. He was so confident the entire time. Just like an NPC type guy. I was curious to know if you interacted with him, because I knew
he ate the entire bag of mushrooms. I didn't. I mean, I mostly just like I met you guys and I hung out with Joey and I met all the other Cliff Diver folks and the Cleveland. I was just talking to the bands, just like nerding out with them.
Yeah,
it was so great. It was so great. I didn't talk to the opening band that much because they were like trying to shame me into buying one of their shirts. So I was like, eh. Literally, I was like, they're buying a Cliff Diver hoodie. And they're like, what shirt? What size shirt do you have? And I was like, what? And they were like, what size shirt do you wear? I was like, I don't large. And they were like, here, you can have one of these. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm just getting this hoodie.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the equivalent of going into a studio or a room and playing your own music, right? But like,
I guess you're right. That is a power move to some degree.
I respect the hustle, but I was just like, no, thank you. Sure. I was also a little salty. I'll be honest. I was a little salty because I know Joey was trying to get us to open for them, but I think the bookers had already selected that band to play, and like, no shade to them. That wasn't their fault. But I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So, it should have been me trying to shame people into buying my t-shirts.
Dang. So, a Tiger Man Lightning opening that show. What a lineup that would have been.
Well, Joey, I'm holding you to this if you're listening. He said that next time they come through that we can open for them. And I was like, I am holding you to that because we're going to high five and talk about like Star Wars or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever Joey likes. I don't care.
I'm front row for that show if that happens.
Me too.
Guarantee.
Now, to be fair, it's probably at least for me and Jacob, it's probably a good thing that you didn't open because we were stuck in the food line next door for the entire opening band. We were we were in line right behind Maude from Cleveland Avenue. When she was like, oh shit, I gotta go.
Were you at the taco truck?
We were at the like sandwich place next door. It was same building, but
Right on. Okay. Every time I go to Rumba, I go to that taco truck that's like around the corner.
Oh, I haven't been to a taco truck in a really long time.
Their empanadas are sick. Make sure you go there next time. God,
I need to.
It takes a while, but it's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, the restaurant that we went to was really good, but we ordered our food like before the music started, and we missed the entire first band. Like, standing there waiting for the sandwich.
That's why,
Well, no one wants to work.
Oh, my God. Go to the taco truck instead. Go to the taco truck. Is it called the Best Exotic or whatever?
I thought that
morning radio show like Crazy Ira and the Douche Boing.
I thought that this one said booing, and I was trying to boo Robin, and it said boing.
Jesus Christ! I'm talking about a taco truck, and he went boing. I mean, hey, look, different strokes for different folks, but like.
Yeah, Jacob's getting horny for the taco.
I like tacos as much as the next guy. I will say though, like the empanadas are sick, but make sure you like wait at least a few minutes before you eat one because it will burn your face off.
I hate that. I hate when they're like so hot that you can't touch it. Because when I get food, first thing I want to do is put it inside of me.
I get it, but you gotta be patient and get consent first, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Those shits are made to order. Like, highly recommend.
That sounds so
I haven't good. Had an empanada in so long. I'm hungry.
This podcast is brought to you by the best exotic Latino grill. I think that's what it's called. The best exotic Latino grill. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to go there next time.
It's fantastic.
And I will shout them out for a free empanada and maybe a t-shirt or something.
Yeah. Do they have t-shirts, you think? Was it one of those operations?
I don't know about t-shirts, but I will shout them out and still pay full price for an empanada because that's how good they are. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it for free. I'll pay for the food still.
It
is my second favorite taco truck in the city. Whoa, my first being La Poblanita. So but they got their truck robbed right after Christmas. I know. It got stolen. There was like this string of like people stealing food trucks. So yeah, but they like got a GoFundMe and I live in Clintonville and they're up here in Clintonville.
Yeah.
And they like the whole town like galvanized around them and they like their GoFundMe like hit their goal in like 3 days and they I think they're going to be back next month and they're going to get all fully restored, but like yeah, that's when they are back up and running, make sure you guys go there.
Man, I can't wait. Oh,
they do tamales. They do tamales on Fridays. Get the fucking tamales.
I need to find some good ethnic foods. I don't like. I just found a good sushi place around here the other day, and I've lived in Columbus for several years.
Okay. What part of town are you guys in?
Well, I live east of Columbus, like miles away now. So.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Not necessarily in Columbus.
I'm down near Cincinnati.
Yeah, Robinson, Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. See, I know nothing about what's good in Cincinnati, so.
Not a whole lot. That's why I moved up here.
But I can tell you guys what's good in Columbus.
What is your favorite place, Bart, just overall to eat in Columbus?
Well, La Poblanita is one of them, for sure. Like, not even, like, they're, okay, so it's like, if you put it in perspective, like, if I have friends from visit from out of town, I'm taking them there. So it's weird because like I haven't been to a lot of places since the pandemic. Like even after I got vaxxed, like I've got kids, so like I waited until they got vaxxed too, which they are now. So like we're able to venture out a little more. If you like Indian food a lot, I do, Ob in Grandview is super good.
Oh, Ob is awesome. I've had that.
Ob fucking rules. I love Tensuke Market, the Japanese market up on it's like off of Kenny on Old Henderson. Okay. It's like a whole complex of like just Japanese stuff. So they have like a Japanese grocery store. They have a ramen bar. They have a sushi bar. They have a hot pot place. They have a Japanese bakery that's unreal. And they have like a fancier like it's called what is it? God damn it. I'm going to have to look it up real quick. But they have, Akihana. That's what it is. It's like they're fancier. They have like sukiyaki and like really like high quality sushi. But yeah, it's like that's one of my favorite places because there's so many cool places like in one spot.
Yeah. So. That's why I like a lot of those like North Market and stuff, obviously, Smacks.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
It's so good to just go there and spend $90 on things you don't need.
It's so easy to do.
Easy.
You go get some pho, and then you go and you get some Indian food, and then you go to, like, the Mediterranean spot, and you go get, like, a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Get a bottle of wine or something, and it's like, I spent $90.
I love North Market. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Max. Really good. Really good stuff.
This podcast is brought to you by North Market.
I wish. I would. Come on. I would do a North Market
talk. If this podcast could be brought to you by anybody, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really. If we could just be brought to you, frankly, that'd be awesome.
As long as it's not my pillow.
Made of lightning. Yeah, fuck yeah. No fucking way.
Yeah, true.
My parents are super conservative still, like super conservative Christian, and like they got us my pillows for Christmas a couple years ago.
Wow.
And we were like, no, we know what you're doing. And so I like accidentally, I'm using air quotes, lost it when I was on tour with my last band.
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh. Guess I gotta get a new pillow.
Easy way to set yourself up for another My Pillow, my friend. That's gonna be.
Oh no! I was like, no, that's cool.
Immediately, I replaced it. No problem. Actually, extremely quickly. So don't worry about it.
Okay, speaking of My Pillow, I'm really pissed because like my favorite, one of my favorite spots in Clintonville was this escape room. in my neighborhood, and they had to close down because of the pandemic, understandable. And then a fucking MyPillow store took its place.
What?
And I hope they go belly up in like 6 months.
They have them. Like a lot of those?
What? A lot of
MyPillow stores?
I don't know. I just know that there was one in my neighborhood. I'm like, feel in like fucking Clintonville?
Yeah, Jesus I'm Christ. Like, I'm kind of not shocked to hear that there might be one or two MyPillow stores, but just popping up places? Damn.
I don't know, man. I was like, is this like the new Spirit Halloween? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's horrifying to think about.
Store locator, mypillow.com.
Oh, Jesus no. Christ, don't do it.
Don't do it. How many in Ohio?
I just want the escape room to come back because it was super fun. Because it was like, there was a complex that it was like a really good Chinese food place, a really good comic book store, and a really, the escape room, and then like the tabletop gaming cafe was like all in the same spot. So.
Oh, man. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, Clintonville rules, guys. You guys should move to Clintonville. It's great.
I can't convince Robin and Killen to even move up to Columbus yet. So that's step one. I'll get there eventually.
Man. Man, I was just in Cleveland last weekend. So, like, my wife's birthday is February 11th, and same as Jennifer Aniston. And so part of, like, what she likes to do is, like, every year we go up to Cleveland and we sled ride in Cuyahoga Falls National Park.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they have, like, this huge, like, kind of, like, bowl sort of thing happening.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's ideal for sled riding. So we go up there every year. And every time we go to Cleveland, I'm just like, man, so fucking punk rock up here.
Yeah.
Love it so much. Like, I want more of that in Columbus.
Yeah, for sure.
I do like Columbus a lot, though.
I have come around to Cleveland a little bit more since moving here. I've come to appreciate it a little bit more. When I'm from Cincinnati originally, and when I moved here from there, I definitely did not love it.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, you have to be in the right spots, just like any city, right? But like, like Lakewood and like Tremont and like those neighborhoods are like they're super cool.
Lakewood rocks. Like, that's such an awesome, cool little area. My like my two experiences from Cincinnati and Cleveland being like standing like waiting in line immediately outside of the Agora and just being like, ooh, kind of not great over here. And then
I gotcha.
Just being like, well, that's what this entire city is like. I'm going home and not thinking anymore of it. Just like a real mature person.
Oh, no, that's easy to do. Like, the first time I was in Philadelphia, I was like, oh, my God, this place is scary. And then I lived there for 5 years, and I was like, this place fucking rules. I still love Philadelphia to this day. So
I've been having we've been having some arguments in the group chat. I shouldn't say argument. That's overselling it. But
heated debates.
Some debate in the group chat as to where the friend commune will be built, and I think our friend group's pitch, which I think right now is a pretty good one. I think you could buy some farmland maybe like 30-40 minutes outside of Philly somewhere. You're in spitting distance of Philly, of New York, of the beach. I mean, there's so many possibilities, and you don't have to be right there.
Listen, say what you want about like people in Philly being like crass or like abrasive or whatever, but like what I've heard is like, okay, so people on the East Coast are not nice, but they're kind.
Right.
People on the West Coast are nice, but they're not kind. Like, I'll take kind over nice any day. And that was my experience when I was in Philly. Like, the people there were like, you know, they'll bust your balls until the cows come home, but they will also lay down in traffic for you.
Yeah.
And, man, I love that. Like, moving to Columbus and moving to the Midwest, where it was like very different. Like, it went from that to like, you know, busting balls and like, but being super loyal and like having your back to like coming here and being like, what do you mean you didn't go to Ohio State? Like,
right.
It was like,
yeah, it's weird.
Oh, I got to change this up a little bit. I can't, people thought I was like super mean when I moved here. Cause that's how I acted.
Right.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I got to be a little bit more like, oh, got to squeeze you past you right here to get some ranch.
You got to really get the vocab in early.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh originally, so like, it's that like Midwest cusp, you know? Yeah.
It's there deep down. You just have to.
It's there. It's a Midwest city. It's a Midwest city. But like, absolutely. We were like in Pennsylvania, so we're like, we're East Coast. No, we're not. but yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, coming here, it was definitely an adjustment, but I do totally miss Philly. I do miss Philly. It was you're an hour and a half from New York. You're in the primo
location for everything.
And that's the problem. You're 2 hours for the commune.
Right. You're 2 hours from Washington, D.C. You're an hour from Baltimore. It's a really cool spot. Although I will say this, though, like Columbus, I think within a 500-mile radius is like, what is it, like a third or maybe a little more than that of the entire country.
What?
So, yeah, like Columbus is like the epicenter of a huge chunk of the country.
Is that true?
Yeah. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, if you look at, like, if you do, like, a 500-mile radius, like, there's so much there. So,
I don't know if Jacob understands that you mean, like, country, like, farms, and not, like, the country.
I understand not mean the United States, you prick.
No, I mean United States. Like, there's a huge chunk of the United States that's within 500 miles either in any direction.
No, I know what you mean, yes. I understand.
Yeah. But it's so as a, you know, kind of like a home base, like base of operations, like as a band, it's cool to think about that because you can kind of go in any direction and do like a little, like a weekender and hit so many different cities. If you just did a couple weekenders a year or something like that, you know, like right now we're planning one for May. We're shooting for Cleveland, Chicago, and Indy. Cause that's really easy.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
But it's like 2 hours, it's like 3 hours, 3 hours, like boom, 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 done. If we went a different direction, we go to like maybe like Wheeling, West Virginia, Pittsburgh, Louisville, you know. It'll be roughly the same distance. So you know, Cincinnati, Louisville, Asheville, North Carolina. Like it's all not that far away.
Asheville is beautiful too.
Asheville rocks. I want to go back to Asheville so bad.
One of my favorite places in the world. Easy.
It's so cool. It's such a cool little city to be in.
First time I went there, I told my wife, I was like, can we just like retire here? Can we just like, when we're old, can we just like open up a B&B and just like hang out? Cause like, it's such a weird, beautiful oasis. I love Asheville so much.
I had the best tiramisu of my life in Asheville.
Where'd you go?
I couldn't tell you the name of it. It's been years. It was on the street somewhere. It was like some little
little shop. The food is so good there. Like my wife is hardcore vegetarian. Hardcore.
Right.
I got her to taste some of their like honey fried chicken. Because it smelled so good. She was willing to try it. Like that's how good the food there is. They almost converted a vegetarian.
That's so good. I love that.
Yeah, man.
It does rock. And their argument against going to Philly for all this is that global warming is going to happen and swallow it up, which is fair.
That's fair.
And that's the whole point of the commune is to survive after the apocalypse.
So Asheville may be your best bet then because you got mountains and it's far enough inland.
True.
I mean,
Nashville's also really good. That's a good point.
You're going to let us be in there too. Like my wife and I are pretty smart. My kids are really cool. Like, I think we'd be a good addition.
Right.
Okay, so what's your job on the commune? You got it. This is your application, your skills that you're putting down.
Well, okay, so, I mean, there's going to be a lot of trauma with, like, end of world, end of days, like, that's global warming. Really good. So I'll stay a therapist. I mean, honestly, like, I feel like my wife could be one of those, like, contingent leaders, diplomacy,
the Rick Grimes of the commune.
There you go. Yep, the Rick Grimes. Yeah, she got her master's in public affairs from Princeton.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's the smartest person I know. Yeah, my wife's fucking awesome. You think I'm cool? No, I'm not even close. Jesus Christ. Yeah, my wife's awesome. I love her so much. Yeah, I think she'd be like the leader of a group and be like making decisions for people and stuff.
That'd be cool. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of keeping the internet running.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to find you a better job, my friend. Not a realistic job. Yep.
Absolutely.
Very nice.
It sounds like you guys are thinking that through. I think that's smart.
Yep. Oh, definitely. Yep. Barely a joke at this point. Almost certainly might happen in the future. So, yeah, more to come on that, but we would love to do the commune.
My goal this year is to learn how to grow food.
Oh, that would be a treat. I can't stay committed to anything, so I can never figure it out, but I would love to.
Hey, we learned earlier, you set your goals.
That's right.
Yep.
You commit to that's accomplishing bad. Them, and you commit to being consistent.
There you go.
With yep. pursuing those goals.
Set that's your goal, right. follow through, be consistent. Boom. Yep.
Boom. Got him.
You're learning. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm going to forget tomorrow.
Yep. Listen, that's what my friends you about to know one is all about.
That's right.
You see how I brought it back to the subject matter?
All
see
brought
I
did that? It back.
Yeah. Yeah, how long have we not been talking about music?
35
most,
minutes?
Most of it.
Most of it. Yep, that's right.
No, but yeah, that's really what that for sure, that song is definitely about, like, okay, we have done the work and I see you and I'm proud of you. Like, that's what that whole nice. Song's about. Also, that's like the part in Lord of the Rings that like makes me cry every single time.
Is it the speech before the
No, it's at the very end where Aragorn gets crowned king and the hobbits bow to him and he says, "My friends, you bow to no one," and then everybody bows to them.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Waterworks yeah. every time.
Pretty good.
There are several periods in the Return of the King where I'm just crying.
Oh, absolutely. Like, for Frodo, like yes.
For Frodo with the Ride of the Rohirrim.
I am no man. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm getting Eowyn chills. I gotta watch it again.
Eowyn is a fucking badass. Oh, we don't talk about Eowyn enough.
I've never really watched through Lord of the Rings.
What?
Well, see you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, no, actually, what the fuck?
I've tried. I've watched the first, like, one and a half.
Listen, try reading the books, then watch the movie. No,
that's not gonna help. I don't think that's gonna help.
What I'm saying is, like, it's like, going outside when it's cold, like some of my dad used to do. I'd be like, "Dad, it's too cold in this house. All right, go outside for 5 minutes, and then come back in. It'll feel nice and warm." Like, yeah. it's like try reading the books and going, "Oh my god!" And then watch the movie and be like, "Oh, this is easy.
Wow, this is way better. I can easily digest this."
Well, because
yeah, my dad made me read them.
Tolkien explains like what things look like in such excruciating detail, but you get it in 4 seconds watching the movie.
Yeah.
Because they do such a good, because Peter Jackson does such a good job. This podcast is brought to you by Lord of the Rings. Extended edition.
this podcast is brought to you by Peter
not
Jackson.
Not the new series. I think
not Amazon. Not Amazon.
I think it was like
fuck Amazon, but I'm so excited for that series though. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So yeah, music's cool.
Music is cool.
Music is cool. Robin, do the outro music for music.
Like, we're so past music.
Whoa, why would did we just play the outro music? Yes or no? Did we?
We did. You did.
And I'm just now realizing that my soundboard is not coming across on my end of the recording.
Oh,
so
my God.
I'm going to have a lot of fun with that in post.
Yeah, you are. Woo. This sounds like a U episode.
Yeah, this is a me.
This one's
going to
be a Robin edit, folks. So get excited for that. One thing we do generally like to end the podcast with, Mike, if you have any, as far as kind of what you would recommend to people.
Are there any new bands I should know about?
What are you listening to? What are you, is there any bands that you would point people to as far as recommended music nowadays?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And feel free to, like, pull up Spotify or whatever. Or take a second, take a second.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start local. Forever Unknown is the first band I think of. We played with them. So A Tiger Made of Lightning has had 2 shows. Forever Unknown has played both of them. Mm-hmm. Micah Stromso DiLorenzo. She did the guest vocals on It's Chaos Be Kind.
Ooh.
Her voice is unreal. Her songwriting is unreal. Like, the front bottoms wish they were as good at lyrics as she is.
Dang. Got them.
Yeah, she is just like on a level that is her own. And I'm so impressed with her and proud of her. Like, I'm not her dad, but I get like dad pride when I hear her sing.
So good.
So Forever Unknown is amazing. Meryl Creep is another band that I'm really into right now. Okay. They are like they're Columbus shoegaze. So if you're into shoegaze at all,
yeah, absolutely.
Highly recommend them. They're great. Staying Local Undergrads is really good.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, really nice guys. The Johnny's my dude. I like him a lot. Courtney from Work, one of my favorite band names. but they're doing like a very like throwback like garage rock like Thin Lizzy kind of vibe, which I really dig. Really like them. Zone Zero, if you like new metal, they're bringing back new metal, and I really like it.
I'm a big new metal head.
Yep.
If you like,
I was hardcore, just listening to Korn today.
Nice. If you listen to hardcore, listen to Rejoice.
Yep.
Listen to Bather. Really like both of those bands a lot. As far as just like anybody, just listening to anybody. Let me hold up. I'm opening my phone here. Get my Apple Music opened up because screw Spotify.
That's right.
Let's see.
I kind of cross pollinated because I use. Yeah. Spotify on my desktop, but I had a ton of music from iTunes that's just there in Apple Music. So I mostly used that, but now I'm exclusively using that.
Right on. I've been listening to a lot of Movements.
I mean, we fucking love Movements. I think we've seen them twice in Columbus.
Yeah, they're so good. Sincere Engineer.
Oh, yeah.
The album they put out this past year is great. Honestly, my favorite album that came out last year was Turnstile's Glow On.
I mean, same. I mean, come on.
Don't tell anybody, but A Tiger Made of Lightning is most likely going to cover Blackout.
Ooh, so, that'd be sick.
That should be fun. Let's see. Be Well. I really like Be Well.
Sorry, I'm like writing all of these down.
No, it's okay. They're like hardcore punk, but like a little more melodic than hardcore.
Hmm.
Which honestly, like if I'm for A Tiger Made of Lightning, like if I can kind of like toe the line between like that early 2000s post hardcore and like melodic hardcore, that's kind of where I see us being, like in all with like a big emo tinge.
Yeah.
That's really where I want us to be. So, like, listening to those kind of bands, I get really inspired by. And honestly, like, just kind of taking, I've been taking a lot of deep, like, my favorite band of all time one of my favorite bands of all time is Every Time I Die, mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Yeah, damn,
R.I.P. Like, Keith Buckley is one of my inspirations as far as, like, lyrics goes and, like, vocal stylings. Just love it. I love Heart Attack Man.
Mm.
The Knock Loose EP that came out this year was unreal.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. But, yeah, as far as, like, other, like, kind of smaller bands, I really like Whalebones. They're from Indianapolis, or maybe Bloomington? It's Indiana. Action Adventure. Holy shit. Love them.
Rock. I've heard them.
I love Plans. They're from Indianapolis. So fucking
good. We love Plans. Plans is a friend of the show.
Overgrow.
Yep.
I love Overgrow. Jake's my dude. I love Overgrow. Okay, there's this band out of Connecticut called Chowsand. It's like Thousand, but with a C instead of a T. Listen to them. Hmm. They're super fun. The band I was in before, we actually did a run with them, and they were just the coolest, and they had really fun. They have a song called Subaru that's just like, fuck everything. I'm just going to like live my life and do what I can.
hell yeah. Same.
And they're, yeah, like I said, they're just like the coolest people.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Yeah. There's this band that you guys might've heard of. They're called Cliff Diver.
I've heard of them.
Out of Oklahoma. Yep. They do like kind of, inspirational emo. It's like if Spanish Love Songs was like happier.
Right. Too many people in that band for me. Weird vibes.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, do they need the saxophone player? I'm just kidding.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry.
Essential. Absolutely essential to the band.
I'm pretty sure I have longer hair than Neil now. I could be wrong, but I think I do.
Oh, another local band, Jacketless. Listen to Jacketless.
Jacketless. Hey, what about Jacket Moore?
Come on, that's disgusting. Shut up. Shut up.
On that note,
that was a masturbation joke, wasn't it?
You're gonna end the podcast on Jacketless.
On that note.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mike, do you have anything that you'd like to shout out as the ending music fades in? Anything you want to say to the people at home?
Yes. Thank you so much for listening to this.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for
listening
being on.
To me talk about Lord of the Rings shit. We have a show coming up at Big Room Bar on March 7th with Archers and Rosecrest.
Ooh.
We have a show on April 1st in Dayton at Blind Bob's with Better Anyway, also Rosecrest again, and A Cure for Love. And then the other show we have already like absolutely set is May 13th, Friday the 13th, with Mouth Movements and Year Twins. And then we have a bunch of other shows that are in the works too, but those are the ones that are set.
I don't want to tell any tales out of school or anything, but I'm almost positive we will be at that show. I fucking love all three of those bands. I can't wait to see all three of you guys.
I hope so.
Such a sick lineup.
I'll give you guys high fives and I'll buy you a drink. So
I can't wait. Looking forward to it, my friend.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you then. Rube, anything to add?
Just Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, man. Thank you for coming on.
This was fun. Thank you very much.
All right, sweet. Good night, friends. Peace.
Buenas noches.
Bye bye. Woo. See, that's about it.
All right, sick.
Boom.
That's content right there.
That's content. That's how you make content. Thank you so much, as always, to our new friend, Mike, from Tiger Mane and Lightning. What a treat. Much appreciated being on the show. Very highly recommend you check out A Tiger Made of Lightning. Follow them on all those good socials that you know and love. They're on Twitter at ATMOL Band. They are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok at A Tiger Made of Lightning. So make sure to throw them the follow over there. The new EP that we talked about, it's Chaos Be Kind. Very good stuff. Highly recommend you check that out. You can throw them a few bucks for it at atigermadeoflightning.bandcamp.com. Highly recommend you do so. Feel free to write into the show, ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at ybigpodcast, on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. If you like the show, rate us and review us. 5 stars, Spotify and iTunes. Music for Your Band is Garbage is courtesy of Hey I Love You, Barely March, and Jake Danger Bellwell.